This is a See Jason podcast. My name is Sangeeta Hingorani, and I am a pediatric nephrologist at the University of Washington and lead author of the paper, Severe Acute Kidney Injury and Mortality in Extremely Low Gestational Age Neonates.
Hello, my name is David Askenazi, and I am a professor of pediatrics and pediatric nephrology at the University of Alabama at Birmingham and co-PI for the study. Acute kidney injury, also known as AKI, is associated with poor short and long-term outcomes. Questions remain regarding the frequency and timing of AKI and whether AKI is the cause of death in extremely low gestational age neonates, defined as those less than 28 weeks gestation.
We studied 900 of the 941 extremely low gestational age neonates enrolled and followed prospectively in the PNUT and REPAIRED studies. First, we evaluated the association between developing early, days 3 to 7, middle, days 8 to 14, and late, days 15 to 28, AKI and subsequent death in extremely low gestational age neonates. Second, we evaluated the independent association between severe AKI and death after controlling for potential confounders. Finally, we characterized associations between mortality and AKI assessed daily for 7 days prior to the at-risk day to elucidate whether AKI preceded mortality by enough time to be a potential contributing cause of death. We characterized AKI by stage and compared severe AKI, stages 2 and 3, to none or stage 1 AKI. We also modeled AKI as a categorical variable, stages 1 through 3.
We found that severe AKI developed in 18.7% of the neonates, and that severe AKI was more common in the most premature neonates, 37.5% in the 24-weekers, 31.5% in the 25-weekers, 17.9% in the 26-weekers, and 13% in the 27-weekers. The mean birth weight was lower in neonates who developed severe AKI, and those neonates were more likely to be intubated, have necrotizing enterocolitis, patent ductus arteriosus. Maternal factors were similar between the groups. Stage 3 AKI was associated with an almost fourfold higher odds of death compared to no AKI, and this association was present 7 and 3 days prior to death. We also found that late severe AKI, after 14 days, was associated with a 4.5-fold higher hazards of death. These associations are independent of other important confounders.
In conclusion, stage 3 AKI and severe AKI are independently associated with death, and this association is present for up to 7 days prior to death. This study highlights the importance of recognition and monitoring for severe AKI, especially after day 14, given the frequency and impact of AKI on mortality. Such a lag may allow for interventions that ameliorate AKI to improve subsequent outcomes. Potential measures to improve care and outcomes for neonates with AKI include first early recognition, followed by limitation of nephrotoxic medications, monitoring of fluid status, fluid given and urine output to avoid volume overload, and a systematic approach to uncover and address the etiology of AKI.
This podcast is copyrighted by the American Society of Nephrology. All rights reserved. All content in this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to be medical advice. This podcast should not be used in a medical emergency or for the diagnosis or treatment of any medical condition. Please consult your doctor or other qualified healthcare provider if you have any questions about any medical condition or before taking any drug, changing your diet, or commencing or discontinuing any course of treatment. Thank you for listening to this podcast from the American Society of Nephrology.